בוקר אור רבותיי, ברשות מעלת הרב, קהל קדוש. We're now coming to the Hag of Purim, as the Rav mentioned yesterday in the Halachot. There's many mitzvot that fall upon us b'sha'a tova when Purim comes. One of those mitzvot, of course, is the Se'udat Purim. The Se'udat Purim we learn from Megillat Esther. In the Megillah it says, "Ve'asu oto yemem mishte v'simcha." So we see that it's a mitzvah to have mishteh. Mishteh means not only to drink, but to eat also. The reason why it says mishteh, because the ikar seudah is the mishteh. But it means to have a seudah. The question is, when is the proper time to have the seudah? So the Gemara says, seudat purim, sha'asa'a balayla lo yatsa. That if somebody has the seudat purim at night, he does not fulfill his obligation. So it's clear the seudah has to happen in the day. Shnei emar, yemeh mishteh v'simcha. Yemeh means the day. Although the poskim bring down, it's praiseworthy to have a seudah at night as well. But it's not a seudah of hayuv, but it's a holiday. Anyway, most people have a seudah on the night of Purim. It's the breaking of the fast of Ta'anit Esther. But it's a mitzvah to have a special seudah also in order to celebrate the miracle. But the Ikar Se'udah is in the day. The question is, when is the best time to make the Se'udah? Well, in a normal year, the Halakha says that as long as you make the Se'udah before Shki'ah, as long as you start the Se'udah before Shki'ah, before sunset, Yatsa. Preferably, one should eat the Kezayit of bread, let's say, before Shki'ah, and then already at least he fulfills his obligation. Although it's not the best to have the main Seudah at the end of the day, it's better to have the Seudah earlier in the day in order that he has the Ikar day he's celebrating. So therefore, there's different opinions. Some say the best time to have the Seudah is in the morning, right after Shacharit, after the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot and Matanot Ebyonim, before Hatzot, to have Seudat Purim every year. That is the opinion of the Shlach HaKadosh, and it's also the opinion of the Rashash, Rabbeinu Shalom Sharabi. The Mekubbalim, they always have the Seudat Purim in the morning, before Hatzot. After Megillat Esther, right away they give Mishloach Manot, they give Matanot Ebyonim, and they sit down early to do Seudat Purim. That was the custom also as Hacham Avadya Yosef. Every year he would have Seudat Purim Baboker, immediately. However, as we said, most people, they don't have it in the morning because it's difficult. They're running around giving Mishloach Manot, Matlab Yonim, they have the kids. It's difficult to make a Seudat Purim. They're waiting for guests. So they have the Seudah usually in the afternoon. But if they do that, they have to make sure to pray Mincha first, because Seudat Purim is considered Seudat Gedolah. There's Basar, there's Yayin, and we know you cannot go into a Seudat Gedolah that lasts for a long time, especially like the Seudat Purim, without praying Mincha Gedolah first. So the custom is, you have Mincha Gedolah with a Minyan, and then you go sit down to the Seudat. This year, however, is Purim Shehal Liyot Be'erev Shabbat. So therefore, it poses an extra challenge, because we know that we're supposed to have Seudah on Shabbat, and we're supposed to have the Seudah b'te'avon. We're supposed to eat it with a desire. We're supposed to have an appetite. So therefore, this year, the poskim say, Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Tafresh Sadiheh, that preferably everybody should be a mikubal this year and have the Seudat Purim b'boker, in the morning. Morning means before Hatzot. Everybody, wherever they live, you have to look at the calendar what time Hatzot is. Hatzot is not 12 o'clock. Hatzot is based on the Sha'ot Zemaniyot. And therefore, they should try to have the Seudah Baboker. Why? That's Kabot Shabbat. So after they have the Seudah, they're finished. Now they can go into Shabbat. They can prepare. You don't want to do Purim at the expense of Shabbat. Shabbat is Mitzvah Deoraita, Onik Shabbat. So therefore, this year, the best time to have the Seudah would be before Chatzot. But again, Rabotai, not everybody is able to have Seudot even on a Friday before Chatzot. It's a hectic day. You're running around doing all the mitzvot. So therefore, there's no problem whatsoever to have the Seudah even after Chatzot. Why? Because the Ramah holds that on Erev Shabbat, you're really not supposed to have a Seudah Gedolah after Chatzot unless it's Seudat Mitzvah. So it's Mutar because this is Seudat Mitzvah. Seudah Gedolah Mitzvah is Mutar Erev Shabbat even after Chatzot. So technically there is no problem to have a Seudah this year if you want after Chatzot. But as we said, one has to pray Mincha first. Cannot go into Seudah Gedolah without praying Mincha. Chacham Ben Tzion Alav Shalom says that even if he has to pray Mincha B'Yahid, he should pray Mincha B'Yahid and then go into the Seudah. A person shouldn't say, well, I don't have a Minyan. Oh, let me sit down. No. Go inside, pray B'Yahid, and have the Seudah, and you come back to Shul at night for Arbit. So therefore, if a person wants to know, the opportune time on Erev Shabbat is Baboker. If he can't do it Baboker, let him do it after Chatzot, but early. Meaning, pray early and then have the Seudah right away. However, let's say a person cannot even have it after Chatzot. Then we tell him he should try to have it before Sha'ah Asirit. We know that on Shabbat, there's a Sha'ah Asirit, the 10th hour of the day. A person should not now have a big Seudah either because it'll take away from his appetite. You have to look on the calendars. In New York, Sha'ah Asirit is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So at least, and Chatzot is about 12:40. So at least in New York, person would start the Seudah, pray Mincha 12:40. Mincha finishes by 1 o'clock. He has the Seudah for 1 to 3. Okay, very nice. But let's say you have a person that didn't get around to have the Seudah even until after 3 o'clock. He's allowed to have the Seudah up until Shkia. Why? Because he has the mitzvah of Seudat Purim. So basically there's 3 times. The Lichat Ta'ilah, the best time is Baboker, before Chatzot. He doesn't do before Chatzot, after Chatzot, but before the 10th hour. And B'di Abad, even after the 10th hour, he could have it all the way until Shiki'ah. Now, regarding what you're supposed to eat at that Seudah, there's different opinions. Lichat Ta'ilah, one should have basar. Not chicken, basar. Because it's like a festive meal. And the Chabad Vadia holds that festive meal should have red meat, basar. Unless a person has health issues that he cannot eat it, then he should try to have at least basar off, the fahon. Chacham Ben Tzion writes that although there's no obligation to have bread during the Seudat Purim, there's no obligation. It's not Pesach, where you have a hayuf to have matzah, or Sukkot, where you have a hayuf to have bread. It's a Seudah. But he says the Chatailah, nonetheless, one should have pat during the Seudah. And last but not least, he says that one should be very careful not to forget Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon. Why? Because there is opinions that hold that if you forgot Al Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon, you have to repeat it. We don't hold like those opinions. However, since there's opinions like that, you have to be extra careful not to put yourself in a dilemma. Regarding drinking on Purim, that will leave to the Rav to guide the congregation exactly what exactly is accepted to drink, not to drink. That's a personal decision that each Rav has to make for his Kehilah, what he believes is the proper way to fulfill. There's different shitot. But I think the Rav will agree that all opinions say that the drinking is a drinking of mitzvah. It's not supposed to lead to holelut. The drinking of Purim is not supposed to lead to immorality or chas v'shalom, averot. It's not St. Patrick's Day. It's Purim. The day is supposed to lead to Kedusha. En simcha ele basar v'yayin. The Gemara says that on Shabbat in Mincha, it's called Et Ratzon. When we come to Shul on Shabbat afternoon, we take out the Sefer Torah, we say, V'ani tefillati lecha Adonai Et Ratzon. So the Mefarshim say, what makes Shabbat Mincha Et Ratzon? What happened in Shabbat that was an Et Ratzon? Now, Et Ratzon is a big thing. That means all the tefillot are accepted Et Ratzon. What happened in Mincha? So the Hachamim say that the Jewish people, they go home after Shacharit, after Musaf, and they eat, and they drink, and they rest. And then what happens? They come back to the Beit HaKnesset. Borei Olam says, look at the difference between the Jews and the Goyim. The Goyim on their holidays, they eat and they drink, and then what happens? All the, Hazrat Shalom, averot come. So therefore, when God sees our behavior after eating and drinking, that we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bet Knesset, that arouses et ratzon. So you see, if a person drinks responsibly and it leads him to do mitzvot, not only is it a good thing, but it's et ratzon, it creates an auspicious moment. So therefore, according to all halachot, all the poskim, that if a person drinks and it's going to cause him to miss one Birkat HaMazon, or one Tefillah B'Sibur, or one mitzvah, yatsa secharo behefsedo, he loses the benefit because he lost the mitzvah. So I think the Rav will agree, I know he agrees, that everybody says it has to be done responsibly. The question is how much? Adela yada, until one falls asleep. There are different opinions. V'abocher yivhar based on the Rav's opinion. But for us, this year, the Chatayla wants to try to have the Su'dat Purim v'boker, before Hatzot, in order not to be pogem in the Kedusha of Shabbat.